So, Minister Kaleba, dear Dimitro, welcome to NATO. It's great to see you again. And we all see that the war in Ukraine continues to grind on, but we also see the bravery, the courage, the determination of the Ukrainian armed forces, the Ukrainian people, but also the Ukrainian leadership represented by you, and also, of course, President Zelensky. And we are so impressed, and we see how you have been able to push back the Russian aggression, and how also allies then are now stepping up their support. I welcome the fact that NATO allies and partners are delivering also heavy armor, modern battle tanks. And I look forward to the meeting later on today where we can discuss how to sustain and further step up the urgent support to Ukraine, both military support but also economic and financial support. But I also look forward to our discussions among allies on how we can develop a more long-term program for assistance, for support, to ensure that Ukraine can move closer to the Euro-Atlantic family, to our alliance, with more interoperability, transition to NATO doctrines, equipment standards, and therefore I also look forward to that allies will now start the development of a multi-year program assistance package for Ukraine that demonstrates our long-term commitment to your country. Welcome again. It's always a pleasure to have you here, and look forward to have a bilateral with you, and then later on for you to meet all the allies.
Thank you, Jens. It's really good to be here today at NATO on the birthday of the alliance, so happy birthday.
Thank you.
I would also like to thank you for convening the NATO Ukraine Commission. Mm-hmm. It's not only symbolically important but also politically and practically important format, and I'm looking forward to our discussions. I came here to NATO to speed up deliveries of what has already been pledged to Ukraine, primarily artillery ammunition, armored infantry, armored vehicles, personnel, armored carriers, everything that Ukraine needs for a successful counteroffensive. Of course, I intend to discuss, as you mentioned, the strategic plans for ensuring sustainability of support that Ukraine receives. And, of course, the third biggest issue that will be in the spotlight today is Ukraine's accession to NATO. I think we are all happy for Finland today, and Finland's accession is a clear message that the time to revise all strategies and all perceptions has come, and there is no better solution to ensuring Euro-Atlantic security as a whole than membership of Ukraine, eventual membership of Ukraine in NATO. So thank you for having me here, and I'm looking forward to fruitful discussions.
Thank you. Welcome.